Hello, Expression Radio audience. It's good to be back in the studio today. Welcome to another episode of Conversations with Carolyn. And today I have an old friend, a relative, fellow minister. What other kind of adjectives can we put on us?
Well, the first one you said, old. Oh. I was like, yeah, we've known each other for a long time. Just good friends.
Yeah, we're very good friends. Yeah. Welcome back to the studio. Pastor Jim has been here with Ronnie and Brian on their radio show before. First-time guest for Conversations with Carolyn, but welcome.
Thank you. It's glad to be here.
Yeah.
Glad to be here.
Glad to have you here. When you and I are together, it's hard to tell what kind of conversations are to be had, but they're always usually good.
That's right. Yeah.
And they're always usually about God in some way or another.
Yeah.
To the listening audience, Pastor Jim will send me neat things throughout the week via text and email. I get your Tuesday email, which if somebody wanted that, how could they get that weekly email of encouragement?
Just go to my website, www.jimhannas.com, and there's a link there that they can sell or sign up for the mailing list for the Truth for Tuesday, and it would go right to their mailbox.
Truth for Tuesday, it's literally one time a week, so you're not inundated with emails, and it's such a good word. It's always a timely word, I think, for me, in whatever I'm dealing with throughout the week or that day. It's so timely and how it ministers to me. So if you, the radio audience, is interested, definitely send him a request and he'll get you right on the mailing list.
Yeah, definitely.
But I get that, and I get these sweet texts. They're either songs that have ministered to you or a quip, you know, or something quick from someone on TikTok. We are really crazy about one little guy right now that just ministers to me like crazy.
Kelly Kay, if you haven't heard of him, check him out.
Yeah, he's good. He's just good when you first look at him, and shame on me for the looks thing, but he's hip, you know. He's got the piercings and the tattoos, and he usually wears his ball cap in a funky position, and he brings forth. He'll break down a scripture where most people have the wrong meaning, honestly, or you have a meaning, he can take it to another level. Or if you have a misunderstanding, he just straightens it out.
Yeah, he's a tremendous teacher.
Uh-huh.
And even to hear some stories of when he was going to Bible college.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
There were some amazing things that he talked about there that, you know, he felt like that's what he was supposed to do after he got off the road, because he was in a band.
Yes.
He was in a rock band for a long time and went to Bible college and, you know, got a degree, became minister and evangelizing. But some of the stories from his Bible college day are even pretty impactful.
I'll have to look those up. That sounds interesting. He's just been, I mean, that first one that you sent me just blew me away. And it's like, oh my gosh, I've got to search this guy out. And sometimes I don't, but you're good to send some throughout the week that I'll just tap on. I don't have to go searching. I just tap on it. And that last one was really good.
Calm like a bomb.
Calm like a bomb. Yes, I loved it. And let's go there for a second, because Pastor Jim and I do like to, on some shows, especially with guests, I like to just shoot from the hip and be authentic. I think it's good to be planned out at times, but it's just so good to get in here and just randomly talk about what comes up. And we had no idea and have no idea where this is going to go.
Yeah, I prayed. She asked me to pray all week, and God didn't give me anything. I said, God, why?
That's kind of how I felt, too.
So, yeah, it was like, okay, we're going to wing it.
It's like, Lord, what do I need to do to get my tuner tuned in better to hear what you want us to talk about? But he must just want us to do what we're doing, right?
That's right. Yeah.
But this guy, calm like a bomb. Let's just let the audience know where he's coming from. One of the things he had said, if you carry, you know, a stick of dynamite unlit, just looks like a stick of dynamite. You can hold it, you can do whatever you want to, and it's no big deal. It really doesn't have much of an impact until you fire it up.
Yeah, and he was talking about the scripture, you'll do the things that Jesus did and even greater than that.
Yeah.
And he used that analogy to really bring that home.
Yes.
And we're all calm like a bomb.
Yeah, and he meant that from the standpoint of just kind of walk it. Don't worry, you know. Don't try to manufacture what's already in us. And Pastor Kevin had spoke on this maybe this past Wednesday as well. Literally, or Sunday, the same scripture, you know. This guy said, we think that we've got to, just by ourselves, do more than Jesus did. And he felt like that was coming from the fact that we're all everywhere, you know, all of us Christians are everywhere doing things, and we will do greater things than he did as a body.
Yeah.
I think is basically where he was coming from. Plus, you think about it, I think we had more available, you know, such as radio to spread the word, TV, podcasts, you name it. We have more help to spread him than possibly he did.
Yeah.
You know, kind of feel funny saying that, but.
You know, something that God has spoke to me a long time ago when I started doing videos and stuff like that, podcasts, all that stuff. He had spoke to me, said, you know, if the Apostle Paul was here at this time, would he be using the technology and everything that we have to spread the gospel? And I was like, you know he would be.
Yeah.
So why are we not?
Yes.
And, you know, I think that we get so caught up in church that we forget about there are people that are not going to come to a building.
Right.
Let's do things that will reach people in the masses. TikTok right now is probably one of the biggest social media platforms that's out there. Why are you not using it?
Yeah.
Kelly Kay is making a great impact on social media right now, especially with TikTok.
Yeah, and so are several other ministers who are smart enough. I work with a young woman, you know, she's that 30-year-old generation, and she said that was one of the first things she said I should do, if nothing else, just a 2-3 minute quip.
Yeah.
Put it on TikTok because of that availability and how it reaches people. People, it seems like, want that quick sermon or that quick motivation, and TikTok is helping to bring that forward.
Yeah. One of the things with me is where I worked with young people for so long, anything that I do is really short because, you know, I got so in my mind, you don't
used
go past,
to doing that.
Don't go past 20-some minutes when you're talking to them.
Yes.
So even on social media, I mean, those 2-3 minute little quips are what they are eating up right now.
Yes.
And, you know, it's a... one of those things that if you go beyond that, they're going to tune you out. But if you have something really quick, something impactful, they're eating it up.
Well, chronologically, I'm not a young person anymore, but...
Well, me either.
But listen, that's what I like too, you know?
Yeah.
During a busy work week, especially when you've got a lot of things going on, to get a quick motivation or a quick something that's going to touch your heart and your mind, your soul... I'm all about that.
Mm-hmm.
Get it, chew on it, and you can even get it again and again, because if you need to re-listen to it, you can.
Yeah.
So I'm enjoying those as well.
Yeah. Someone asked me, they said, you spend a lot of time looking for those things. I said, no, I just turn it on and it finds me.
There you go.
I don't go searching for it. It's just there whenever I open it up. And, you know, I'm like this. My ministry, so to speak, has always been about encouraging people.
Mm-hmm.
And how better to encourage people by something that's encouraged you.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
You know, if you find something on social media, send it to other people.
That's right.
If you find a song that's really ministered to you, send it to other people.
Yeah. Because I have been so impacted by those that I've gotten in our text. It's nice. Yeah, we're in a day and age where years ago we used to send cards to people, and we could still send a card, just we do it electronically.
Yeah.
People used to call people more to check in if they hadn't heard from you, and things are changing, but I think we can still do things. We just have to use a different source to do them.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that, you know, technology has brought us into a place to where there are more options for communication, for Thanksgiving, you know, to thank people, instead of just a written card. I'm all for a written card. But there are other ways now that we can use technology to make an even greater impact in our lives.
We have a lot more at our fingertips thanks to technology and the funds, and that can be good and it can be bad. But we're going to talk about how it's good.
Yeah,
on this show. So we've given TikTok a big shout out, and
yay,
Kelly Kay, and talk to me about where you are right now in your thoughts. Let's kind of go toward that a little bit.
Right now, I'm actually in the middle of writing a book.
Cool.
Shout out. Yeah. About my personal testimony, my life. And the title of it is A Father Who Won't Leave.
Ooh.
And, you know, throughout my journey, you know, I've discovered who this father is. And it's been just one of the most incredible journeys. I get up early and I write in the morning, and I'll actually be done with the book next week. I'm just doing some edits.
Nice.
And then it'll be sent in to a publisher to actually get the whole process going.
Good.
But I was looking at something this morning, and I was reflecting on my dad, who raised me the day he actually passed away. Mm-hmm. And I remember I had spent the night at the hospital with him, came back after he had passed, because I'd left early that morning to go to work, and I came back. My sister had called and said, hey, he just passed away. So I went back, and I remember sitting at the side of his bed, and I was holding his hand, and my dad's hands compared to mine were so much bigger.
Were they?
They were. I mean, he was like this gentle giant, so to speak. But his hands were real calloused from, you know, the hard work. He worked on the railroad, built houses, very calloused. And I'm sitting there holding his hand, and, you know, the Lord speaks to me and says, my hands were calloused by carrying a cross.
Wow.
And my hands were pierced with nails.
Mm-hmm.
Just as you're holding your dad's hand, I'm holding yours.
Wow, that's good.
And it's just been a journey of discovery, you know, of who God really is in my life. Mm. And it's been an amazing journey of discovery.
You know, I think I know a good bit about your journey, and I would agree that it has been. And I think if a lot of us would sit and conceptualize our journey, write it down for a book or not for a book, but kind of make some notes, what a testimony I think we all carry in one way or another.
Something that God spoke to me a long time ago is when I invite him into my history, it becomes his story in my life.
That's good.
And, you know, this is all his story.
Uh-huh.
It may have been my journey, but it's his story
and
redemption,
I like
in my life.
I love that. His story, past, present, and future, right?
Yeah.
So, is this book number two?
This is actually book number 4.
Is it really? Yeah, I beg your pardon.
I ghost wrote a book for somebody else.
Okay.
That was my third one. And then the second one was like a combination of a bunch of writers that put together some things.
Okay. So we'll have you back on when it's published and available. And
yeah. Love that.
We'll talk about it more and allow people to find out how to get a hold of it. We're going to take a brief pause for the cause, and we'll be right back with you.
We hope you are enjoying today's show. We believe that God has given us a voice to impact communities and regions all over the world. If you would like to make sure that voice is heard, please partner with us today by visiting www.expressionradio.org and click donate. You can also text give by texting the dollar amount followed by the word radio to the number 84321. First-time text givers, please choose Expression Church of Huntington when prompted. All gifts are tax deductible. Join us as we change the world.
Welcome back, Expression Radio. We're in the studio with friend Pastor Jim Hannis on Conversations with Carolyn. We've been talking about a little bit of everything, right?
We have, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been good, though.
It has been good. Before we went to commercial break, we were talking about your book, excuse me, and God being in your history, and it all being about His story. What are some really poignant memories? Not poignant as much as probably just some of the memory available, something that stands out to you about how He's with you, either in the past or the present.
I think for me, there was one time, and I'll share this with you, because I think it helps. Number one, I was feeling sorry for myself, and a lot of people they get the victim mindset.
Yes, yeah.
And they do that, and God kind of called me out on that.
Okay.
After I found out the truth about who my birth mother was, and, you know, just for your listeners, it was actually, as I was growing up, who I thought was my sister.
Uh-huh.
And when she was 16, she had me out of wedlock, and it was, you know, a family secret that they kept. But after I found that out, and I didn't find out until I was 32 years old, so for the next 10 years of my life, I didn't talk about it.
Uh-huh.
And I was praying one morning, and God spoke to me. He said, "Are you tired of feeling sorry for yourself?" The first time He spoke it, I kind of passed it off. And then He said it again, "Are you tired of feeling sorry for yourself?"
Couldn't pass it off that time, right?
Well, I did again.
Oh, okay.
And it took the third time, and I finally said, "Yeah, I get it." And He said, "If you'll allow me, I'm going to take you on a journey of discovering how much I love you through your dad who raised you here on this earth."
Wow.
And the scripture tells us that if your earthly father knows how to give a good gift, how much more will your heavenly father give you?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there was a lot of reflection at that moment. And when I allowed Him into that history, that 10-year history of not talking about it, He began to show me where I was in this victim mindset, the freedom that I truly had, even though in my mind I thought I was a victim.
Mm.
But He showed me all this freedom, and it was from that moment forward this journey began. But one of the big things that He continually showed me was that I was accepted. When my dad, who raised me, held me, He accepted me.
Mm-hmm.
What's one of the first things that Christ does with us is just hold us,
uh-huh.
you know, and there's acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
And so the victim mindset began to go away so that I could really begin to discover Him being a part of my history or being in my story and it becoming His history in my life.
And that had to have helped you to really start being more mindful and accepting of your story.
Yeah.
Because you knew he was there from the very moment that you were born all the way through, and would continue to be in you and around you until you take your last breath.
Yeah.
You know?
One of the things that he showed me as I was writing the book, he wasn't surprised by me being born. There was no surprise there.
He knew it. He planned it.
He planned it.
Right.
It was all a part of his plan.
Yes.
And, you know, I think sometimes we can get so caught up in, well, you know, they lied to me. Mm-hmm. Or I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't. They lied to me. No, they protected me. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always two ways to look at it.
That's true.
You know, they shielded me from pain that I could have experienced at a younger child. But they protected me to the point that God allowed a lot of healing to take place in me at an older age.
Yeah.
So
a lot of people go through a lot of things like that with their family of origin, and we do have a tendency to look at the why me, or God, how could you allow this to happen? But something we definitely have to keep in mind, he's given us all free will, and that's unfortunate sometimes because we, in our humanity, make mistakes. You know, a lot of people can make mistakes, but if you're a believer in Romans 8:28, I know you are and I am, he makes all things good.
Yeah.
You know, all things are for his benefit.
Amen.
And so even though bad things happen to good people, and that wasn't a bad thing, but I'm saying for other people who have gone through traumatic issues in their family of origin through, well, we'll just leave the examples out to the people who have lived them. It can be, those situations can be turned around. And even as harmful as some of them can be, and you wonder where he is there in the pain and in it all. It's something, though, how you were able to grow up in what you felt was truth until you found out that it wasn't necessarily the full truth.
Right. And when, you know, she, it's crazy how it all came out. There was another family member that actually found out about it and was going to tell me. And they felt like that it needed to come from them specifically so that I, you know, would hear it right from them.
Yes.
And so on my 32nd birthday, she came to the house and with my brother and my sister, and she told me the truth. And at that split second, everything flipped in me. It was like, what is true now? What is life? What's the truth about who I am? You know, am I this? Am I that? And there was a lot of questions at that moment. But I remember God just saying, I've got this.
Yeah.
I've got this.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I didn't have it.
Right.
And I went through that period of, you know, the victim mindset.
Yes.
Still ministering during that time and giving and giving and giving, but still yet in my mind trapped.
Well, and that's the thing, too. You had to be able to process what you were told and make sense of, okay, my first 32 years of life were the, I mean, that is a lot to take on, and it does kind of throw this socket in your history and in your present. You're going along thinking that one thing and find out that there's another element to it. And it does take a little bit to wrap the mind out around news like that and to make sense of it. We have to make sense of our story, at least to us, in order to accept it, realize it, accept it, and either make use of it or walk it out we have to be able to make sense of it for the conceptualization, if nothing else.
Most definitely, Carolyn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for you, that, and for anybody, that's going to take a while, time, talking to him, talking to family, feeling your feels for all of that to make sense. I'm sure there was some grief there. There was some joy and some freedom in knowing the truth.
Yeah. It was, you know, of course, all of my family were older, my brothers and sisters, my siblings. So there was always a question, why am I so young and everybody else is so old?
Yeah.
But, you know, there were those moments when I had thoughts like that. And
yeah.
Of course, I would just pass them off.
Right.
You know, that's nothing.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're right. It takes time. And no matter what it is that you went through in your history,
right,
you have to begin to make sense of it for yourself.
Yeah.
It wasn't until 6 years ago that I actually got the nerve in myself to ask my biological mother who my father was, what his name was.
And that was so many years after.
Yeah, this was 20-some years after.
Wow.
And she told me what his name was, and I thought that was the end of it. I told, you know, my children what it was, and I thought that was the end of it. And we would just move on and everything, but my son had different plans for it. And, you know, with his job, he has a lot of resources that he could actually find somebody like that. And actually found him, and, you know, I got to meet him, and we had, you know, a wonderful relationship. And I got to discover a lot of things about myself even in that.
I bet.
And God orchestrates everything.
Uh-huh.
We just have to be willing to take the journey with him into it.
Yeah.
And it's all for our good.
You
mentioned Romans 8:28.
Yeah.
It's all for our good.
It is. It is. Yeah. It's all for our good. And it's all to glorify him.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, when I met him, one of the first things that he said to me was, I know you hate me. And he's a Christian man, teaches Bible school or Bible class at his church and everything. And I looked at him and I said, no, that's not the truth. I said, I love you. I said, there's no hate in me whatsoever.
And you can only say that because of the God that lives inside of you.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, his wife, of course, he's married. They've been married for 50-some years. She said, how can you do that?
Uh-huh.
And so it was actually a way of, you know, sharing with them what God had done in my life to help lift them up even higher.
So that's amazing.
Yeah.
I would love to talk more about this, and truly, when the book does come out, let's make a date to debut the book and talk more, because there've got to be hundreds, if not thousands, of people in our listening audience that could benefit from your story. And, you know, once you do sort of get your mind wrapped around this type of thing, the relationship with God is what brings love in a situation like that, that when you first meet someone that you felt had given you away or abandoned you, or and for whatever reason, to be able to tell that person that you love them, that is just truly and only God.
Yeah.
So we'll have to pick up on this.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, we'll talk more if the audience is interested and wants more information from Pastor Jim. Tell them again how to reach you.
You can go to my website, www.jimhannahs.com.
And that's Jim Hannahs, H-A-N-N-A-H-S,
.com.
And if you like, if you want, have questions or comments about the radio show or future desires for the radio show, contact us at conversations@expressionradio.org. And we pray that you are Bless this week. Be intentional with your thoughts and actions and spending time with the Lord. Be blessed, everyone.
We hope you are enjoying today's show. We believe that God has given us a voice to impact communities and regions all over the world. If you would like to make sure that voice is heard, please partner with us today by visiting www.expressionradio.org and click donate. You can also text give by texting the dollar amount followed by the word radio to the number 84321. First-time text givers, please choose Expression Church of Huntington when prompted. All gifts are tax deductible. Join us as we change the world.